This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Louis Belcour.
An all-ages event and fundraiser with live music throughout the night is happening at the Gorge Hall this New Year's Eve. The event is the first New Year's Eve gathering at the Gorge Hall since the COVID-19 pandemic began in 2020. All funds raised from this event will be donated to the Whaletown Community Club, where it can be distributed for usage to maintain the Gorge Hall and other Whaletown Community Club-owned assets. New Year's Eve on Cortez, Countdown to 2023, will be featuring live local musicians and DJs from 7 p.m. to 2 a.m., as well as serving food by the Sunflower Food Truck all night. Here's Eric Nordell, one of the organizers of the event, for more on the event and what it means to be celebrating with our community for the new year.
My name is Eric Nordell. I'm one of the organizers of the New Year's party, along with a crew of people from Cortez Island. And we're excited to throw a party for New Year's Eve at the Gorge Hall. There's going to be a group of us coming up from Victoria and across Vancouver Island. And we're taking the Action Bus over for the weekend and excited to raise some money for the Gorge Hall.
Tell us some details about the event, if they're live music or live DJs.
Yeah, so we wanted to highlight some performers from Cortez and as well like with the food offerings and drink offerings. So yeah, we've got live DJs as well as other live performance. Local favorite, the Sheet Dad, is going to be performing, and she hasn't performed here on the island in years, and she's got a new style. So she's going to be opening the night at about 7 o'clock. So make sure you get down early if you want to check her out. So she's going to do some live looping and along with like R&B tracks. And then, yeah, there's DJs performing throughout the night. Tom Poco, who folks might know, and as well as some live hip-hop, all going to be happening. And it's going to go right till 2 a.m. We also have food being offered throughout the night. Right when doors open, there's going to be dinner and snacks available for purchase. And that'll go right on through the evening. The kitchen is going to be run in part by the folks at Sunflower Kitchen. So they're going to be doing, all the food offerings for the evening. So if people want to show up hungry, you're more than welcome to indulge in that in the meals that are going to be offered. And as well, just outside the hall, there's going to be fire spinning happening. And the Eye of the Blaze is going to be running that. And it's probably going to be some other locals sort of jumping in on it as well.
Tell us about the Community Action Bus as well. Is that available for rides up and down the island?
Yeah, so if there's anybody that's interested in coming up to Cortez, family or friend, we still have some seats on the bus. We're going to be heading up from Victoria in the morning on the 30th and then heading back down toward Victoria on the 2nd. So if people are interested in coming up for the long weekend, there's still seats available just by donation. And yeah, there's going to be trips up and back down. And yeah, the City Action Bus is a long time running project mostly out of Victoria. It's a nonprofit, basically a by donation bus service. And it's used for all sorts of different community functions. This is like an annual tradition of ours where we bring up a bunch of people that have volunteered with it throughout the year, just up for a little New Year's celebration. But throughout the year, it's different nonprofits rent it out or borrow it essentially for either events that they're throwing. We've tend to get involved in a lot of things like just this past couple of years, we're helping people get out to Ferry Creek that didn't have rides. So a long history of supporting environmental activism. We're excited to do a fun thing for the weekend and bring people up from Victoria, and we're stopping in Duncan and Nanaimo and Cumberland on the way up as well to pick up some friends.
Where is the event on Cortez, and when do doors start exactly, and also how much are tickets?
The event is in Whaletown at the Gorge Community Hall. Everyone knows the tickets are by donation, so no one turned away for lack of time. Families bring kids and kids get them free, but suggested donation is $15 to $25. And all the proceeds are going back to the hall. The nonprofit, the old building, needs a lot of work done, and we're happy just to kick some funds into it to start 2023 off light for the hall. And so the doors are open at 6 o'clock. We'll be just some kind of background music and food offerings if people want to show up early for dinner. And then 7 o'clock is when the music will kick off. So hoping to have a dance floor already happening by then. And of course, want everyone to stick around to the countdown at midnight. And then we'll have music going till past 1 a.m., maybe till 2. And that's when we'll shut the night down.
Awesome. And if I'm not mistaken, Isabel, the treasurer of the Whaletown Community Center, did confirm that this is the first New Year's event at the Gorge Hall since before COVID.
Yeah, it's exciting. I think for a lot of us, a lot of the traditions and a lot of the celebrations that were happening have been on hold for some years. So I know when I've talked to you and the folks that we're coming up with are all very excited to get the community together. Also in the middle of winter, it's always good to have a reason to keep celebrating. Yeah, so yeah, we're excited.
Okay, thanks so much for your time, Eric.
Thank you so much.
I also spoke with Gabriel Denim, Whaletown Community Club president, on the importance of fundraisers like these to keep the Gorge Hall going.
What's your name and how do you contribute to the Whaletown Community Club?
My name is Gabriel Denim, and for the third year, I am the president of the Whaletown Community Club. What I can say is reasonably simple. We have the only sources of funding we have are money from the tax revenues that the regional district collects. That allows us to function. Essentially, that allows us to keep the hall open. That's really what the tax money does. It allows us to keep the hall open. But we offer programs. The second source for the programs that we offer is the gaming grant. And that allows us to provide concerts, various activities, but it is not always enough, and it is not usually enough to provide all of the services that we can, concerts, various dances, Tai Chi, children's program. All of these things have a cost that is only partially covered. There's also, so that is money that covers a lot of what we offer, but if we do have a major expense, for example, like the water system, like upgrading the entire heating system, or simply the maintenance, the physical maintenance of the hall, or the physical maintenance of our properties, for that, we have to raise funds 100%. Because there are no source of funding for that. And so all the money that we will get from dances, a lot of that will go to simply cover the cost of the dance, regardless of the money that we get from the gaming grant. But it does not cover all of the needs of the Whaletown Community Club. Mostly having to do with maintenance. For example, at the old schoolhouse, we need to put a wheelchair ramp. There's upgrades to do to the building. The cemetery has some funds that were raised from various fundraisers and donations in order to maintain the cemetery. There is no money, for example, to maintain the Louisa Tucker Library. So we do that out of the funds that we raise at various events.
What goes under the umbrella of the Whaletown Community Center? Because I actually didn't know that you guys managed the old schoolhouse gallery as well as the Gorge Hall.
The Whaletown Community Club, we're not a center like the South End, like the Simpsons Hall. We are a community club. We manage a provincial park. We manage a small library called the Louisa Tucker Library. We manage the Whaletown Cemetery. And we manage the building, the old schoolhouse building. The old schoolhouse gallery society manages the activities inside of the building, but we do maintain the building. So we do not have just the Gorge Hall, as you can hear. So funds are needed for all of those properties, and they're not covered by the gaming grants. They're not covered by the hall tax. The hall tax applies strictly to keeping the hall open. The Whaletown Community Club owns the Gorge Hall, owns the cemetery, owns the old schoolhouse building, owns the Louisa Tucker Library, and leases from the government the Avery Park. And so the directors of the Whaletown Community Club are responsible for all of these properties and their maintenance.
So funds that would come from something like the upcoming New Year's party, those would just go into a pool of funding that gets distributed to managing all of those different assets?
Not necessarily, because we know that there may be a number of projects. For example, it will be prudent to put a certain amount of that money in a specific account for water. I don't know how Isabel sets up all of these things. I know that we have the funds for the cemetery, for example, are in a reserve account. And you would really have to ask her how those funds are apportioned.
Okay.
She's our treasurer, and that's her bailiwick. And there's enough work for each of us to do in our own designation, in our own role, that we don't have really the mental space to just find out what everybody's doing. We just trust them, and Isabel is exceptional. So.
Thank you so much for your time, Gabriel. That's awesome.
You're very welcome.
Louis Bocor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.